So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We used to be way over here, and we're making progress. But the scoreboard doesn't say it. And Buzz Williams, in his first year at Maryland, is 0-for. And I have no justification for that other than I got to do better. And I'm going to try the best I can with the right attitude and the right tone to continue to find ways to study to help these guys.
I'm not going to lie to you, Ed, because I had so much going on. I probably have not thoroughly sat down and watched the Big Ten, Maryland Big Ten game.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of the non-conference games because I was excited about the season. And then a lot of other things happened with me and coaching and all those things, and I couldn't really lock in on it. Maryland is understaffed. Maryland doesn't have the pieces to contend in the Big Ten right now. This is not about coaching. If it's not about coaching, if it's about coaching because you said he didn't properly recruit, I think he properly recruited the best that he could this year.
I mean, everybody left.
Yeah.
Except one player.
Yeah.
They had to rebuild the whole roster.
They just simply don't have the pieces right now. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Buzz Williams will go out and get the pieces, but right now, he doesn't have the pieces.
He doesn't have the pieces. First, they had to rebuild the entire roster. Then they've been hit with the injury bug. Your best player is out.
Yes.
What pains it? When's he back?
And well, it was suggested he might not be back.
Correct.
We talked to who we talked to yesterday?
Knocky.
Chris Knocky. First name is Chris, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, but he may not come back. So, you know, you rebuild the roster, then you hit with injuries. It's his first season. I'm like, please, everybody, pump your brakes, man. Like he's got nobody right now.
No, he doesn't. Now, it was sad to see that arena was empty last night. Did you see any of the game, Joe? Did you watch any of it? Joe didn't even watch. And that's not me judging, Joe. That's just how it is right now. They're not very exciting. They're not. College basketball is one of those sports like college football. In this area, we're a pro city. Baltimore's pro city. We watch the Orioles when they're bad so we can complain about them. That means we still love them. We watch the Ravens because we love football, and for the most part, they've had a winning organization over the last 20 years. But college sports, in order for us to watch it and go, they got to be good.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless we ain't watching. Mm-hmm. We're not definitely not going.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, and I don't think you compare anything to the NFL.
No, you can't.
I mean, your team can be terrible. They still show up, still watch, still wear the gear. It's just, it's different. It's a different thing. College sports, it's like, if your team's not good.
In this area.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I remember South Carolina Gamecocks when I lived down there. They had lost 20-something games in a row,
mm-hmm.
and it was still 84,000
exactly.
people in that
stadium. It's a whole different thing, too.
Yeah. It's a religion. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. What's up, Ray?
Hey, man, y'all about to attack me, man. I already know what's coming. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely, especially Ed. What's up, Commission? It's been a minute.
Why are we attacking you?
Because here's the bottom line. I talked to Michael Povic over the weekend, and I said that they should have gave Kevin Willard whatever he wanted. He's been the best X's and O's coach. Rob, you coach basketball, you know this.
Oh.
He's been the best X's and O's coach since Gary Williams.
Why am I attacking you? Why would I attack you for that?
No, what I'm saying is this, because as I came on, I heard the big man, the commissioner, said people need to be easy on him or whatever. He's a good personality. He's a good personality. He hasn't been good since he cut his hair bald and coached with Marquette, man. Listen, I don't see it. This man is going to be a complete and utter failure. They should have gave my man Kevin Willard whatever he wanted. And the bottom line is, I'm going to give way to you because I'm going to hang up the phone because you know I like to drop the mic. They should have gave him whatever he wanted, man.
He actually left I'll say this.
For you're a big Buzz Williams fan.
I'm a huge Buzz Williams fan.
So when you talk about that and then talk about the other stuff he said, go ahead.
You had Willard in the building. You had success. I love Buzz Williams. However, he's right. They should have given Kevin Willard anything he wanted. I agree. However, I don't think they could have because the final piece was this. Villanova does not have football a bowl subdivision. Football. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they can give more money to basketball. This wasn't about Kevin Willard's salary.
I think it's just a better job.
The resources.
Yeah. Yes.
The resources suggest that he could spend more money in basketball.
That's what I was going to say.
Maryland couldn't jump that.
It's a better position. I think that's the bottom line. It's like, it's not throwing money at him was going to keep him. Maybe it would have. I don't think so, though. I just think the Wildcats have a better not basketball program per se.
They do.
But they do have a better basketball program historically now.
Who's won a national championship more recently?
Yeah.
Come on, yeah. Man. Maryland fans don't want to buy into that, but it is.
Yeah.
It's a better situation. Ray, you're right. They should. If it came down to what they were paying him, then shame on them. But it did not. It came down to resources. Maryland couldn't provide that because Maryland has football bowl subdivision team. That means most of the money is spent there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have that, you have football championship subdivision. That means most of the money can be spent in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he inherited.
Yeah.
It's not about that. And on top of that, from my understanding, he really didn't give Maryland a chance to really go back and forth. He had an AD on his way out. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess.
When I said pump your brakes, I just said it because it's only been half halfway through?
Yeah.
Like
in the first season.
It's first season. Like rebuilding a team. Like what are you going to do? Throw him out the door? He's a failure already? I don't buy that.
Me either. I don't buy that either. Give him a chance, man. We don't want to give anybody a chance.
No. Definitely not.
I mean, Kevin Willard was awesome with the University of Maryland Terps when it was all said and done. I mean, but keep in mind, you know, Kevin Willard had a 16-17 season. He had 3 years here. In the middle, he had a 22-13 season. Then he had a 16-17 season before he bounced back with 27-9. So, you know, let it breathe a little bit there, Ray. Let it breathe, my friend.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.